Why isn't Sean here on a Monday? It's going to be a busy week for me. So I'm hoping I can get a lot of these podcasts in. Should be quite fascinating, but I had to start off the week just right. I did. Because this is something, I mean, these thoughts just festered up in my head. They always do. And I had to quench my thirst by talking to myself about them. But I was in discussions with somebody, a potential partner possibility. You know, and you go through the process of conversation. And through that flow of conversation, they were just trying to meet and greet really quickly. You know how some people get, they're trying to get to the point, meet. And I'm very hesitant about that. I'm like, I understand you're trying to fill somebody out in person, but we need to figure out if we cover some of the same bases. And she went ahead and showed me her social media page. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, listen, I have a podcast. You can give that a listen to. And she sure did. And she goes on to say that it was a total bummer that, you know, I just didn't resonate with the delivery. We're on the same book, on the same chapter, but, you know, I just believe the ways of being, it will be clashing in a dating scenario. You know what? I totally get it. There's no right or wrong with that. I totally respect the fact that you can see my direct ways and politically incorrect thoughts bother you. I'm not for everyone. Kudos to her. But that was a very nice thing to know. But the one thing that she was mentioning that I started researching a little bit, because I've been hearing this lately, is how she's old school. I'm old school. I'm just such an old school. Just all these things. I'm just missed the good old days. And I'm just old fashioned. And I'm saying to myself, gosh, what do you mean by old fashioned? Do you mean that you just want people to do everything for you? To court you? You know, I'm just really perplexed as to what that definition is for somebody. And I think I found an article that hits on that pretty good. It's done by Chris Miller on Thought Catalog. 9 things you need to know if you're dating an old school romantic. 1, texting is fine, but it can't be the only form of contact. We need more than that. We want to hear your voice. It might sound weird, but we actually enjoy talking to you on the phone. Call us every now and then. Okay. Well, I guess you hopeless romantic, you. Again, there's nothing wrong with whatever form of communication you want, right? And the way I feel is that, especially at my stage when I have kids, you can't be on the phone when your 8-year-old is there. Your little one's going to be like, who are you talking to, Dad? Why are you on the phone so much? You know? I don't know. I'm just not a person that's going to be on the phone, especially when I have stuff going on during the day. It is more convenient to communicate with somebody during work via text than to be on the phone. There's just more of a rude thing. But I guess the hopeless romantics and the old-fashioned people, they are okay with texting when you both know you can't talk on the phone. And I'm not a person that's going to talk on the phone. I can talk on the phone, but it's not something I want anybody to expect me to do every day. Again, I grow into these things. I got to fill you out. And then if I enjoy you, if we're best friends, then absolutely. But like I was telling this lady, you don't become best friends with somebody overnight or in a month. It takes time. So, you know, I guess for me, being on the phone all the time will be a problem. Dating somebody that's old-fashioned. 2, we're not asking to be spoiled, okay? We just want to know you're making an effort. The stereotype about romantics is that we need flowers and chocolates and be continuously swept off our feet. We're less interested in the big details, and we're more into knowing that you care. A date night in your apartment when you cook over your favorite meal is so much more impressive than taking us to a 5-star restaurant. Okay, so this is where the question kicks in with me, is that you're not asking to be spoiled, but what are you doing in return? You know, are you expecting me to do something like that every time? Are you expecting me to one time take you on a picnic and then all the time take you kayaking and then another time, you know, take you rollerblading? And is that the way you want it to be every time? I mean, do you think that's feasible? And again, if I'm the one taking you out, what are you doing to reciprocate? So this, when I see this, it just seems like there's no reciprocal effort in doing those things. As if I have to court you to gain your love. But what about my love? Is my love better than yours or equal or less? I mean, I need to understand this. So you want me to court you, wine and dine you, take you out, do these things that are very impressive, like a romantic comedy, and then hopefully your love that is amazing, that is the bomb, will be just more than enough that I need. But my love is insignificant either, right? I mean, like my needs are not to be met. Very interesting. Number three, we don't want to play games. Forget any rule book that you feel exists out there with dating. We don't care. All that matters in a relationship is at hand and making sure that both people are honest and genuine. I will say that with the people I've talked to that are old-fashioned, some of them do play games. Don't get me wrong. They play games. They play the field. You know, but at the end, they definitely are very open to romance. And that's why they're suckers. Because if a guy knows that a woman is old-fashioned and wants to be courted that way, I mean, think about it. I mean, all it takes is for a guy to take you on 3 or 4 dates that he knows you're going to like, and that's it. You're locked in. I don't get why you put yourself out there as far as playing games. It's like, you know, why don't you just get to know one another instead of worrying about what dates you go on? Number four, we're not interested in Netflix and chill. Obviously, everyone's different, but we might be down on Netflix and chill later, but not in the beginning. Okay. Again, it comes back to that whole take me out, wine and dine me mentality. You want to be spoiled. You may say you don't want to be spoiled, but you want to be courted. So let's just use that fair word. You like to be courted, which is, hey, all fine with me. I mean, I think people in general, especially with women, you want to feel appreciated and loved. But do you feel that everything has to be an experience where I have to put in the time? And why can't it just be about conversations? You know, see, I wish people would look at it this way. I wish people would look at it as, let's just talk, 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 hang out, do things that only talk, 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 talk. And after a month or so of talking and meeting and just casually hanging out, then we could start planning those dates, because we both know that we are on the same page. Does that make sense? So if I'm like the one I was slightly talking to last year, that's what we did. We talked for about a good month. Good month. Talked on the phone, in person. Just like just talk. No dates or nothing. It was more of, okay, we meet here, we'll talk for a while on the phone, call me after work, blah, 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 right? I was like, after a month, we're like, okay. I think we figured this stuff out. And then that's when you say, okay, do you want to go do this? Do you want to go do that? But it's a very weird thing that women feel that a date speaks to who you are as a person. And why are you being old-fashioned about it? Just communicate. Get to know the person. We have bills to pay. And if things work out, then you can demand those things. Then you could demand that lazy river adventure. I don't get it. But again, no right or wrong, like I was saying. Number five, don't confuse our romantic hearts with naivety. I don't even know how to say that word. Be naive. Just because we want the real deal doesn't automatically make us foolish. we've probably been hurt in the past and know it's always been a possibility. We simply prefer to believe in the good rather than focusing on all that can go wrong. Well, it's realistically, I've talked to the prior person that just was very nice to me about this and said, you know what, thanks but no thanks. That when it comes to dating and love and the hopeless romantics and the old-fashioned people looking for this, it's like a 30% chance, 50% divorce rate. So that's 5 out of 10 automatically. And the 5 that are still together, we all know it's either because of kids or financial situations they're in. So you basically look at maybe 1 or 2 of those couples maybe being in true love that the hopeless romantics and the old-fashioned people want. That's logic to me. That's being logical. That's not being jaded. That's not being pessimistic. That's a reality snapshot of what we all see. Like, we all around us, we see marriages and relationships where they're just tolerating each other. They're not really BFFs. They're not really hanging out and exuding all these things that people see in these comedies or in these movies, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, you are naive in a way. So I disagree with that. There, because you're not understanding that logically what you're chasing is something that doesn't just magically happen. And it doesn't happen by them courting you and having this feeling of being in love with you from the very beginning. You have to work yourself into that. And that's the problem that I have, is that all the stuff, the courting and the chocolates and the messages and all these things, these are things that if I was a girl in the beginning, I'd be like, fuck that. I'd be like, fuck that. Let's have conversations. I want to find out all about you. I want to see if we connect on a mental level. Then once we're like really can see that we're on the same page and we definitely get together, you know, we could definitely get along and we have a real solid base to build on, then let's get the party started. Then let's plan on doing stuff. Then let's see how we tolerate each other over a weekend, you know, like baby steps. But again, it's just the whole romantic feeling. And for you to say that, don't confuse your romantic hearts with being naive. I don't know about that. Like, you being naive, old-fashioned. Number 6, take us on real dates. Again, remember, these are 2 out of the 6 points. 2 of them were, you know, spoil me. Don't spoil me, but definitely make an effort. And then take us on real dates. So so what I'm getting here is that the old-fashioned have to be taken on thoughtful, meaningful dates. That's my opinion, but I'll go on to read this. Number 6, again, doesn't need to be extravagant or break the bank. We just want to do something with you. We're not your buddy you just hang out with, at least not at first. We want to date, actually date. So who's going to pay for it? So I'm rolling the dice to get to know you, so that you could unlock your love for me. But and then what about my love though? You don't want to pay to see my love? What's up with that? And what's going on with the fact that you want to go old fashioned in the dating concept? But what about in the roles? Like, are you new school, or are you still gonna be old fashioned, where you just shut the fuck up and I do everything and you do as I say? How is that all registering in your head? You gotta help me out, ladies. It's like, you want to be courted, you want to be wine and dined, but yet when you're in a relationship, when you decide that we need to be together, or we need to be an item because of all these beautiful dates that you've taken me out on, and all these things that you've said to me, and cards, and all this shit, then we can go ahead and talk about that role, and then you're gonna let me know that you wear the pants. Wow. I mean, where do I sign up? Number 7, we put 110% into relationships. I see that for sure. Love is very important to us. We'll go out of our way to make you feel special and understood. I don't know if you go out of your way to make us feel special and understood. You do it in your own way. I mean, you do it in your own way, but to say that you fully support us and understood, again, it's all conditional. You're a priority to us. I don't know. Once you have a kid, it's a wrap. Or a dog. Yeah, we love it. You know, you just love the wine and dining so that you can brag to your girls about what your man did and get them all ticked off and feel good about yourself. Like, look, I got me a man. He went ahead and bought me tickets to the concert, front row. And then he just surprised me over at the dinner at the Ritz-Carlton. We were out there at the beach and the sunset. It was so beautiful. We walked afterwards. It was so romantic. I think he's the one. Oh, gosh, really? Like, you, I understand you put 110 into the relationship. What do you think? The guy doesn't put any effort into the relationship either? I mean, this is the thing. It's like, you think you're a snowflake in the sense of your love and your passion, where you got to understand that your love is something that everyone provides. Everyone provides in a relationship. Now, the way that love is being conveyed is different. But to say that you put 110% into relationships, that's something that everyone does, or that's expected, right? When people love each other, they do that. So I don't buy it one bit that you being old-fashioned and wanting things done in an old-school way and you're hopeless romantic, that it's like you're putting more into it than I am. No, you're not. It's just the way it's being communicated is differently. So you see how naive you are, you old-fashioned folks. Like, you folks are not using logic. And I'm not talking from a jaded perspective. I'm just talking from a logical perspective. Goodness. Number 8, we don't do casual. Casual works for some, but it's not in our DNA. Do everyone a favor and don't get involved with us if you're looking for something and doesn't need to be labeled. Well, sorry, I can't label it. Yeah, and I know that. Hopeless romantics definitely don't do casual. They're all about, I'm locked in. You're all about me. I want to feel exclusive. I want to feel it's all about me. And you take care of me. You want to dine me, even though you don't know me from a hole in the wall. You ought to go out of my way, out of your way to impress me, to make sure that you feel I'm the one. So therefore, I can go ahead and assess and then reciprocate and say, you know what? I'm going to lock in with you. And I'm going to be privy to all the things that you're providing. And of course, by you going out of your way and doing these dates and providing these things, these gifts, I'm expecting that until the end of the lifetime. And you better keep that shit up, because you don't do casual. So of course, but again, what the heck do you offer? I offer love. I offer unpassionate love. Really? I mean, what do you think mine is? You think mine is just peanuts? Well, I'm not. You think it's just kind of like a redheaded stepchild level? I mean, what do you think your love is different than mine? I mean, help me explain that to me. Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry if you're listening to this again, you know, the person. I'm just, you know, it's like I'm just saying that this is where you conflict, because you're not using logic in your thinking. Like, that's kind of the angle that I come from. Last one, number 9. Some of the things we like are cheesy. Yeah, it's true. We're suckers for some sappy stuff when we're willing to admit it. Maybe we're into predictable rom-coms or whatever song John Legend has. You don't have to share a taste, but try not to tease us. Yeah, and I get that. Like, you know, as far as it's cheesy and it's fun and it's good to know it, but you got to separate reality from that cheesy stuff. That's where you have the problem. See, I always go back to my example of comic books. I love comic books. I love video games. And nothing gets me more excited than to see a scene where Thor is doing damage the way I envision it, or seeing Spider-Man go through buildings and spin and be super agile like I imagine him in the movies. No doubt about it. But I know in real life, that doesn't happen. You feel me? Doesn't happen in real life. So I'm able to separate the fantasy versus reality. Unfortunately, the things that you like that are cheesy are also hindering your ability to see the bigger picture. Because again, if you're not bringing super attraction, if you're not bringing super personality, if you're not bringing any stability, if you're not a strong woman, like, you know, as far as being able to stand on your own and be funny and witty and know when to shift gears, when to take a backseat, when to lead the charge. You know, if you have nothing to offer, if you don't have any depth to you, okay? And again, you may be, you know, I was, you know, talking to a girl where you could tell I'm above her pay grade with intellect in the way I think. You know, she's used to dealing with guys, keep it very simple, right? So I get that. But you got to stay within your pay grade and do whatever it is. But when it comes to the romance and all the things that you watch and all these aspects of love, because I believe it's a business. It's being pushed, right? Because this old-fashioned and hopeless romantics love it. You got to understand that it's not something that is realistic in all experiences. And if you're looking for it, you're going to be a sucker because many guys are going to play that role to get the sex. I repeat, guys are going to do whatever they need to do to get sex. Sex drives us. So if they know you're a hopeless romantic and you're very attractive, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go ahead and scrape up as much money as possible, take you out, be attentive, call you all the time, whatever, you know, whatever the list is for you to feel wanted, that's what they're going to do. And then after they fuck you a few times, after they get it in and they lock you in and they know they have you, that's when you start seeing the real them. But of course, you move on and you think real love is out there, and it is. I'm not saying that it isn't. My whole thing is that the way you're going about it is wrong, because to be old-fashioned, to have a guy pay for everything, wine and dine you, be thoughtful for somebody that he doesn't know, I don't know, you're asking for too much too, and you, what do you give back in return? That's the question. It's like, what are you giving? Your love? Okay, I'm giving you love too, so what? That's a push, that's a wash. What are you giving back? What are you showing me? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of where you lose me in that thought process. That's why I can't date you hopeless romantics. That's why I can't date you old-fashioned people, because you don't show what is it that I'm getting in return outside of your love. What is it?